What it do on deck, because it's a brand new week. First, before we get started, we want y'all to know about the live show in Nashville. Mashup, 3 podcasts, all in the building, all live, all there for you from realvillemedia.com. Y'all come check us out, man. We're going to be at 624A Jefferson Street in Nashville, Tennessee, at the Lab. Doors open at 1:30. Show starts promptly at 2. Y'all be there. This week, the episode 4 of the On Deck TV podcast, we reviewing that KOD J. Cole. Y'all check it out. Let us know what you think. Go to realvillemedia.com and listen to all the other podcasts as well that are on Realville Media.
Absolutely, man. All those other podcasts include Full Sport Press. Get your sports fix every Monday. J. Hove, How Weezy, Big Jeff. They just did the mock draft. All right, see who your favorite team is going to pick in the first round according to them. Also, Fresh for Dummies for my fashion people. Me and J. Hove, we just went through the 10 worst dressing celebrities. All right, go check that latest episode out. And the ladies' room holding us down in New York. Shout out Rizzo. Congratulations, Annie, on the new little one. Their latest episode is up. Legacy, legacy, legacy. Let's get to this hip hop shit, man. And go get your tickets, man. May 5th. Yeah. Hey, what it do with the business is?
It is another week in the books with the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Holla at your man, Animal Brown, Animal_Brown, if you're looking for me on Instagram, Twitter, or Snap.
I am Spike Lou on all those things as well, with the exception of Snapchat. I don't know why you still hanging out over there in the projects.
You left when Riri left?
Tough. Following Riri wherever. Come to hell with me. Yes, ma'am.
Be there on time.
Tough.
What you have on deck for the weekend?
Chilling, chillaxing, went to Cali, got some Cali, Southern California lifestyle in my system, needed all of that.
I can respect that. What was the weather, Tombo?
Actually, it was cold, man. I was slick hot about that.
As you should be.
I felt robbed. But, I mean, the rest of the Cali experience was good. I got to go to the Marathon store.
Was Nipsey though? Joint.
Lived up to it.
Was he there?
Nipsey was not there.
Okay.
But his influence was all through there, and I'm going to tell you how.
Okay.
So, in the Nipsey store, like, they got the t-shirts, right? You know, all the little print t-shirts that you buy.
Yep.
All those t-shirts are folded up like any other store. You know, they sitting there on the counters. It's primarily just t-shirts, a couple tracksuits hanging in the back.
Yep.
So they ice cold because, you know, you walking through, you looking at t-shirts, you picking them up, you reading them, you want to see what they say. These t-shirts don't have a price on them. And
okay,
they got several sales associates just walking the floor. So when they see you pick up the t-shirt, they're like, hey, you like that? Oh, okay, cool. Those are just displays. What size you need, I grab it out the back for you and I sit it at the counter.
Damn,
that's cold though.
Yeah,
because you walking around, you looking, all right, boom, I need a medium, that's cool. All right, let me get you medium in there too.
Yeah, to make it real convenient.
Yeah, real convenient.
Yeah,
till you get to the counter.
Nah, they busting heads.
I got two shirts and a lighter.
Okay.
$97.42.
Damn.
I'm not mad at that.
Right, right, right.
I mean, I'm supporting Nipsey.
For sure.
But proud had I seen a $45 price tag on those shirts, I probably would have just got one.
You might have thought twice.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is they kill you. They don't put the price there to make it real convenient to get, and they just sit it at the counter. So when you get to the counter and they ringing it up, only a lame going to be like, oh, man, no. Hold on, man. Yeah. I don't want number one of them. And then
true,
they kill you.
Uh-oh.
They throw a bad one at the counter. So you're going to have to go in and make that swipe or count that cash, buddy. You ain't going to be like, I don't want both of them.
You got the Lauren London lookalike at the counter.
Tough. I ain't finna play with you.
That smart move.
That's cold marketing right there.
Did you give me a hoodie, though?
I did not.
Fuck.
My hoodie was $200, probably.
Friends, how many of us have them?
I got a cool medium shirt for you. You can rock that.
I can't do shit with that.
But it was cool. And it's right there in the hood as advertised. Mm-hmm. We seen a full-fledged event go down. Shout out to Polar Mike. He was out there with me. It was a guy running his little scheme. You know how you get money with the cars.
Okay, the three-car money or something?
Well, nah, you know how you just like, I'm taking money up for the football team.
Or gotcha.
Whatever it may be. He had an alleged legitimate shuck.
Okay.
And then there was another chick out there with just a sign and like, hey, I'm trying to get me some dope. I'm trying to smoke crack. Just give me some money.
And you gave her the money.
She was getting more money than him, and he was livid.
That's a damn shame.
He went to every car that gave her money. You just going to support this bitch crack habit? That's what you going to do?
Now, that's funny. You should have recorded all of that.
I tried to get a little bit of it, but it was too live. That was right there on the corner of Crenshaw and Slauson. It was hilarious.
Next time I go to L.A., I'm definitely pulling up to Nipsey spot, and I know buyer beware.
Yeah, you don't go too crazy now. Don't just be like, yeah, give me that. Yeah, put that up there too.
Yeah, throw it in a bag. Yeah, all
gonna,
that. It's
going to be 500 at the end.
That's dope. Man, I chilled out this weekend, though. I was on that Madden practicing.
You need
I'm ready.
No, you need to practice.
I'm almost there. Online, PlayStation 4, Animal_Brown, if anybody wants smoke.
Man, you got to play my man Dark Knight Villain when I own Deckers out here.
He'll
put you right in your place.
I ain't ready.
Shout out to him. I can't think of his real name or Facebook name, but shout out to him, man.
I ain't ready.
Not yet. It ain't too many people ready for that.
But other than that, though, man, real quick, special shout out, man, James Shaw. Y'all saw the incident over the weekend back in our hometown of Nashville that happened at the Waffle House. Shout out James Shaw, man.
Big shout out to James Shaw. Came through, did what he needed to do in that situation. And
that could have been way ugly.
It could have been way uglier than that. We're going to invite him to the live show.
Absolutely.
James Shaw want to come through. We got some on-deck gear for him and all of that good stuff. Also, one of the victims, man, we want to send our condolences out to their family. Well, all of the victims, actually. One of them was a local rapper in the Nashville, Tennessee area. He was an aspiring rapper. His name was Natrix Dream.
Yep.
So we want to send our condolences out to his friends, family, and even fans.
Absolutely, man. And of course, like you said, all parties involved. That was a garbage-ass situation. A lot of shit to talk about, though, man. Big week.
Yeah, so let's get to hip-hop, get off of that.
Absolutely, man. First of all, first and foremost.
I know what stood out to you.
My boy Kanye is back.
That's where we're going to start.
Let's go.
You want to get into that right now?
Ye is out of the sunken place.
He
has emerged.
Is he?
He's back on Twitter, tweeting like a madman, dropping dates, giving us gems.
Giving us gems.
Absolutely. Now, he's had some controversial statements. Some people are calling him right-wing Kanye right now. He's supported Trump online again. He's also given out release dates to Good Music's lineup for May and June. Is Kanye back on the scene a good or bad thing for hip hop?
It's good because it keeps people talking. And it has a buzz. There's a feel in the air now. There was going to be a slow year. We got a Cardi album that was banging. We got a J. Cole, a Nipsey album that was banging. We got Kanye Pusha coming. So it's great that one of the people who are the most interesting in our genre is back. He's tweeting, he's talking, and that's good.
Yeah.
What he's saying, yeah, I ain't necessarily 100% riding with that, but what I will say is that I'm not as up in arms as a lot of other people are because I get what he's doing, and a lot of people don't think it's as simple as he just promoting the album. Like, I don't necessarily care, especially at this point. You said a good thing. Out of the sunken place, like, we know what Kanye stands for at this point. So if we still are appalled or it still offends that when he says this stuff about Kanye or when he says this shit about the chick Candace Owens, he like how she thinks, all he's doing is stirring the pot. All he's doing is trying to get more attention to what would already be heavy attention driven push for his album to come out.
Is he getting attention or is he trying to push the conversation? Okay.
What conversation? You can't push a conversation by having open-ended tweets saying, I like the way someone like Candace Owens thinks.
People do it all the time. Punch just did it saying Cardi B was Pac.
He had a
period.
Wait. He had an interview where he elaborated also.
The Ye interview will be coming.
Okay, then push that closer to the tweet. You know what I'm saying? Like, what he's doing, and he can't mask it now. Like, everybody ought to be privy to this. I'm Walt Disney. Adidas did this to me, or Nike, whatever it may be. All of this is just album promo. We clue. I'm up to it now. So, like, nobody's up in rage or mad because he says he supports Donald Trump. Like, honestly, who cares if Kanye West support Donald Trump? Because he ain't influential. Like, no kid is going to be like, well, let me double back and see what Trump is saying to make Kanye like him so maybe I can like him too. He ain't that person no more. Maybe when he said George Bush don't like black people, he was that person.
Kanye moves the needle clearly because, I mean, dude, he's Kanye. He's one of the biggest personalities in music, not just hip-hop, music.
Right.
I will say this. What he's doing is great for the culture. It's bringing life back into 2018, last year was a great year for hip-hop. we thought it was going to take a downturn.
Yeah.
In the span of about seven tweets, 2018 is looking super lit, and they all came from one man. Pusha T last week in May, his album's dropping. June 1 is Kanye solo. June 8th is Kanye and Kid Cudi's album. And then June 15th is Nas. And the 22nd is Teyana Taylor.
Nobody waiting on them last two.
Now, Nas produced by Kanye?
First of all, it's not going to be produced by Kanye. I'm not buying that. And I'm not going to let you say Kanye West saved this year.
He just, in six Dude, tweets.
J. Cole just came out in one day, 1 week, broke every record on Spotify and Apple for streams. Like Nipsey Hussle, we was waiting for that album. Cardi B's an icon. Yep. I mean, like, rap is thriving right now. So Kanye, he's attributing to it. You're absolutely right about that. But what I mean, and to your point, is he's no longer in the driver's seat when we talk about this culture now. Like, he's been, and he put himself in a place where, okay, you got your lane, you got what you're doing. The people that are going to react to that, they're going to react to it, but it's not an overwhelming thing anymore because everybody ought to know what he's doing, and they're just trying to sell records.
I will say this. I listened to Hot 97. Mm-hmm. Ebro had a conversation with Ye, and I respect how Ebro took it. Ebro called him out and was like, bruh, you're conveniently doing all this when your album release date just got announced. Like, bro, like the shit you saying, and Kanye was trying to defend what he was saying, but it seemed a little disjointed.
I heard the part where Ebro said Kanye responded when the phone call with him and his boy was talking.
Yeah.
Kanye was in the background. I said, I'm tired of acting like niggas, Ebro. They not. Yeah. We gotta stop acting like niggas.
Yeah, I don't know what that. I don't know what that
what
means.
Are you
though.
Talking about.
I need that. He didn't. He wouldn't directly address what that meant. He needs to stop just jumping from idea to idea and tell me a fully formed thought of what you mean when you say that. But because that's not going to turn everybody off when you say that. I need to hear the follow up.
Right.
Okay.
And that's what I think. I don't think that he has fully formulated thoughts for these things. I think that he knows and he's seen in the past, if I float these ideas out here, then it's going to move the meter, as you said. People are going to talk about it. And that's what's going to, like, if he were there explaining the stuff, I don't think as many people would pay attention. They would be like, oh, okay, I get it.
No.
He don't want people to get it.
Or what if he didn't have an album coming out and he was saying this, would people pay attention? Maybe you say this around releasing, you bait people in with the release dates and then you talk about the other stuff so that you can get some conversation around what you're trying to say.
Well, that's cool. Then don't come to me 3 weeks from now doing interviews and saying, I don't want to talk about the album. I want to talk about the tweets. Because I got a feeling that's what he's going to try to do. Then don't do that. Start talking about the tweets now. And then when the music come out, let the music speak for itself as well. But you can't mix the two at this point in time, I feel like, because of what we were talking about with J. Cole, with Cardi. All of this stuff is out here now. And the antics in which Kanye is doing to try to promote this album, It just don't hit the same anymore. It's going to be effective, of course, but it won't be the same as when he had the mask on and he was doing the Yeezy stuff, because we've seen this before. So you doing these open-ended tweets and saying all of these things, yeah, you're going to get the backlash from super woke Twitter and super woke people that can't sleep. But people that people that seen this the first time are like, oh, okay, I get it. I see what you're doing.
It's disappointing. It's disappointing, though, when you go from the guy who, even if you're a coupe, you still a nigga in the coupe, to I love Donald Trump. Like, we need an explanation, because we had more faith in him than that to say something like this with no explanation.
You're right. And I think that he thought that Trump would probably respond to it, and he hasn't. Who else did we see do this?
Eminem.
Exactly. Big night. As far as marketing your album, for somebody like Eminem or Kanye West, it don't get no bigger than that.
Right.
You know? So, like, I feel like that he took a page out of M book and he thought that he was going to hit him out. Trump ain't going to be like, hey, thanks, Kanye West. Like, he don't give a fuck.
I can't wait for that Pusha T, though.
Yeah, I'm ready for that.
Pusha T, produced by Ye. Remember months ago when he was in North Dakota or wherever the hell he was at with the Neapolitan colored hair,
yeah,
they were saying, Pusha T said, I had Pharrell doing my shit. Now I switched it over and Kanye's doing my shit.
Saha said that too.
Kanye's doing everybody's shit. He said that. So now, here we go. It's May, and he name dropping all this shit that's coming out. And allegedly, he's behind all of it.
True. Speaking of Saha, let's not get off his topic before we address his tweets.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King's a Republican.
Yeah.
He supports what Kanye is saying. He's not on good music anymore.
Even though it has it in his bio.
Even though it's in his bio.
Yeah.
What do you take from, like, is Sahai just trying to be a part of the conversation? Was he making any sense to you? What do you think?
I think Sahai relates, at this point in his career, may relate more to what Kanye is saying. He knows Kanye.
Right.
Kanye, I feel like Kanye is one of them people, you have to really know him
to get what he's saying,
to understand what he means when he says.
When he's sending blurbs out.
Exactly. And right. I think Sahai is closer to him in that relationship, so that he may be able to interpret that a little better than what we do. So I think he's just taking up for someone that he is close with, and that he may be able to interpret and decode what he's saying. And it sounds crazy, but Sahai's not a stupid person.
No, not at all.
So I'm not just going to dismiss what he's saying as stupidity. I need to hear more.
I think I won't call it stupidity, but what I will say is it seemed as if it was a little bit of arrogance. I think that he raps
with arrogance, though.
Facts. He carries himself with a lot of it too, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
So with that being said, I feel like he floated that out there on Twitter because he too, like Kanye, knew that that was going to spark an outrage. And then once people started responding to him, his responses didn't line up with the statements in which he was saying. Because like saying that Martin Luther King was a Republican don't give me context to anything.
Yeah.
I don't care. Well, like, what do you mean by saying that? Everybody still knows what Martin Luther King did. So just floating like you, the open-ended statement out there, because you know people going to be like, what? Wait, what are you talking about? Because they associate Republicans now with Donald Trump.
Right.
So like he was just doing, I feel like he was just trying to be the smart person in the room for you to be like, oh, well, not you.
Enlighten me.
Yeah, for you to be like, oh, enlighten me. And then you go say, oh, well, this is wrong or this is right. And he like give you some other riddle behind it as to why he said that. He was doing that shit all morning, man. He's just trying to be the smartest person in the room.
Man, I don't know. I would love to hear either one of these people sit down and give a well thought out interview and explain it. Charlamagne was kicking it with Kanye in Calabasas last week and said he can't wait for y'all to hear what he has to say interview wise, whatever that means. I don't
know. Did they do the interview? Do we know?
Did they? No, I don't think so.
He just went to go talk to him.
He just was out there and he hollered at him.
I should have hollered at Ye when I was out there, man. I ain't making it up to Calabasas, though.
Moving on. Let's take it up top to Philadelphia, man. After a couple of months being locked up, man.
Hold up, wait a minute.
Meek Mill.
He was finished.
He is free. He's a free man. TMZ reported, man. It was like, he going to be out in an hour. Like, they had the countdown clock going. I said, okay. So apparently the judge's ruling has been overturned. Of course, we know the judge has been under fire ever since she gave him the 2-year sentence for popping the wheelie and violating his probation. In your opinion, what does Meek's next move need to be?
He going to the Sixers game 100%.
Ain't no way he's going to the game tonight.
He going to be at the Sixers game on the court tonight.
He might play in that motherfucker. Man,
performing. He might do the national anthem. Real spit. Meek doing the national anthem at the Sixers game tonight. Breaking news. Next move, man. When the game's over, we need to head to the yo. I need that first day out Meek song. Like, go on and continue the tradition of the other rappers that were locked out. I need that first day out song.
Yep.
Go on. It ain't even got to be necessarily a smash, banger, or a hit. I just need that first day out. You need to address a couple things and let's keep it moving.
Yep.
Next thing. That file that Drake just sent you.
Drake didn't send him a file.
That file that Drake just sent you with that killer ass hook and the 6-32 with the 32 bars on there.
He ain't do that.
Go on and do that. Go on and do that and make that your first thing out and make it and go from there.
That'll be huge,
I'm
bro.
Telling you, that is in the wings.
That'll never happen.
What you think he got up?
Hitting the lab first and foremost. Because I'm gonna be honest though. Look, being locked up is some slaw, obviously, but he didn't take that big of a hit, though. Like, they've been
bigger.
Exactly. The Philadelphia won the Super Bowl. Like, nigga, they playing this shit at the Super Bowl. Yeah. You know what helped his cause, though? Real low key? Real low key.
What?
The Starbucks shit. Because it brought more attention.
And that was in Philly.
That's what I'm saying. That just shined a bigger light on how the system is with the fuck shit when it come to us. That just if you haven't seen it by now, there's people that were in the store. I listened to an interview yesterday where they were talking to one of the ladies that was in the store, and she was next to the lady that was filming it. Mm-hmm. Her mind was blown.
She couldn't believe.
She couldn't believe that she was white and sitting in there having not bought a thing, and that those two dudes had been in there for 2 minutes and hadn't bought none and got arrested. She could not believe it. So like that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of people that's just now hitting people that are still asleep or haven't experienced it. Because let's be honest, you really don't know something until you've experienced or seen it up close. Like, yeah. Really know. So that, and it happening in Philly, that just shined more heat on them to get that judge's ruling overturned and get her out of there.
Right. And they did some more investigation. They said that the cop, in the original case that he has probation for, that he was on the list that the district attorney had as being a corrupt cop.
You talking about back in the day?
Yeah, the 10-year-old case. The wow. original case. The cop was a corrupt cop, so that kind of had something to do with the ruling as well.
Thank God he got friends in high places, because Jay waved
the
flag.
That was my next statement. Boy, don't y'all go shooting people and expect to have these goddamn breaks come your way. Your friend ain't Jay-Z. Bob Kraft not tweeting about you. Which, like me, like I said, let's talk about this.
Okay.
Meek got a lot bigger going in. Oh, excuse me, well, being in jail than he had.
I wouldn't say a lot. Well,
he was dead in the water. Remember, Aubrey had murdered
him. No, that's not true. Hold on.
He was dead in the water.
He bounced back with the wins and losses in DC4, though. He had bounced back.
Well, he bounced back to being
At least the same level. At least
respectable.
Okay,
he made it back to being respectable, as to when every time he put something out, people weren't putting L's under his
that's
Instagram
fine.
Comment.
That's fine.
So he was just built. It was a road. He was on an uphill battle
because Nicki left too.
Yeah. So now shit, he at the peak.
Yeah.
Everybody wants that first Meek verse.
That's a fact.
Everybody might want to be on that Meek out song. All the producers like Meek. He can have his way with whatever he want pretty much right now. So that's the question, is what he going to do with it. And he going to leave MMG.
Really?
Rock Nation.
Why though?
Go.
He's already managed by Rock Nation.
Hov want the full check, not half.
He ain't going to do Rock. Hov ain't going to do Ross like that.
Man, Ross better get down with this train. You want to sign here too? Otherwise, you're just going to lose Meek. So as a matter, he going to make him an offer you can't refuse. Look, both of y'all can come, or I can just take Meek.
Which one
you want to do? What you think Ross going to say?
I think hitting the studio is first priority.
That's a fact.
I think, look, running with the, does he need to do some like activism type shit though? Does he need to be in that lane, like on how T.I. is? Or should he just,
not if it ain't real though. Like if it's real, then yeah. But I don't, Meek,
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Meek kind of,
we don't look at him like that.
Nah, not now. But maybe he has some reflecting things that he can look at now since he's been in there, and he may be able to do that. But I don't think that should be his first route. If it's authentic, then maybe later on down the line that 100% should be something that he looks into. But right now, fire music, because that's music. What's going to, like, having, I think this is going to be a benefit of being under the tutelage of Rick Ross, because that's somebody who knows that regardless of what's going on, the music got to be banging.
Music Rick Ross
always,
all.
Yeah, Rick Ross always came with good music, and I think that he's going to have to work closely with Meek to make sure that the music is still good, that he get him back on his shit. And
that's true.
That's going to last.
I tell you what, though. Going to jail aside, this is probably the best case scenario.
Fact.
Getting picked up by the Philadelphia 76er owner and Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
What?
That's a fact. Shit wasn't this sweet when you went in,
bro. Bro, they weren't picking you up before.
Kevin Hart, when
they didn't drop you off.
He wasn't even taking Meek Mill calls.
That's what I'm saying. Like, wait.
He was kicking it with Drake.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he
true.
Was kicking it with Drake.
That's a fact.
He was in Drake videos.
Dude, that shit is crazy. So, nah, that's a good look, though, man. But the voice of the people got Meek Mill out of there. Like, in conjunction with some of the big boy names on his side, obviously. But
helps
the voice
no
of the people. Got him out of there.
Yeah, that's a fact. That is a fact.
Man, let's talk about another rapper, or two other rappers that's having a little bit of legal troubles. Kevin Gates. Man, he's been out since January, man, been relatively low key. He just filed a restraining order against his probation officer, claiming that even though he's fulfilled his requirements, that he still won't let him travel for work. Then you've also got Rallo, ATL rapper. And the Department of Homeland Security snatched him up, apparently. And he's locked up right now, too, facing conspiracy charges. Not looking good for Rallo. What role do each of these guys play in having issues legally? Why are they having such a hard time?
I think Kevin Gates is because of where he's at. Boosie told us before, NBA Youngboy experiencing Master PC, Murder Mac. I can continue to go on.
Yeah.
You win Louisiana, then you're going to have problems with the law.
And Parrish is crazy.
Yeah, regardless of what you're trying to do. And I think that, addressing the restraining order, for what that is Kevin Gates is not getting what he needs to get as far as that relationship. So he has a lawyer that had given him options as to, hey, you could do this to try to get another PO. He ain't like trying to stay away from him or nothing like that as far as the traditionary sense of a restraining order.
But he's just trying to get
his case moved to someone else to where it's more lenient. Gotcha. He's just like, I ain't trying to go to the office. I don't want to buy.
I can't be in a room with this motherfucker.
It ain't that. It's just to put a cease on what that guy can and cannot say or do towards Kevin Gates' career. So that's smart because he got good lawyers. And I think that now Kevin Gates, when he did that bid, he was talking a lot. You know, smart is a strong word for Kevin Gates because he rambles. But yeah, he sounded a lot more clear in what he wanted to do in his interviews before he went to jail, even before these charges came up. So I would suspect that he's on the straight and narrow. He's good, and I think that he's following the correct steps and won't have any more legal troubles. That's what my suspicion.
Are you surprised?
If he leaves L.A., if he leaves Louisiana, go somewhere like L.A.
Are you surprised he hasn't put out music yet?
Yes.
It's been four months.
He sold 100,000? First week when he dropped that album. That album went platinum, right?
What? Isla?
His last album did pretty well.
Yeah, it went platinum. No, that was maybe a year or two ago.
I'm not maybe surprised because he put out a lot of music before he went in.
Still.
Kevin Gates is an emotional rapper, and I feel like that he has to be in a certain zone or groove for the music to be effective and good. So I think that he may be waiting on that. And his fan base is solid, too.
That's true. They're not going nowhere.
Yeah, his fan base is solid.
I
do need to hear some new Kevin Gates. I ain't gonna lie about that.
I will say this, though. Like you said, the restraining order is going to prevent his PO from denying his travel requirements. So you know how rappers get money nowadays. It's by touring.
Yep.
So if you can't hit the road to get these shows, that money going to start slowing up real quick. So I can definitely respect him and his legal team for getting on this early, getting the PO out the fucking way so he can get his shit done. I don't know, man. Now, Rallo, that's another story.
Damn goon from the bluff.
The reason Rallo is having so much issues is very simple. He just needs to hold up a mirror and point at the person that he sees. Why are you on Vlad TV interviews with 1.3 million views telling me that you made 12 million in the dope game and that you only have about 3 million of it left? Why are you telling me that? Why are you telling the world that? He is doing way too much talking, bro. And it was only Ray Charles can see, bro. It was only a matter of time before they go knocking on his door like they did.
That's a fact. As far as he do too much talking, I don't think that the drug talk is what did it, though.
No, that's exactly what did it.
No, bear with me here.
Okay.
Rallo been talking that drug shit for at least 2, 3, 4, 5 years, right? And
no, he ain't been out that long, bro.
Bro,
Rallo ain't been on that long.
Go look up his YouTube.
I mean,
I ain't talking about own. I'm just talking about as far as talking about what he talking about and saying he did this and did that. He been talking about this for a long time. So I say all of that to say, no one cared. The police didn't care. Like, I want to go even out on the ladder and say no one believed him. But when he started talking about that Muslim stuff and him being a Muslim and all of that, and then he got stopped at the airport that time and they flagged him because of the Muslim stuff. Well, they claim it wasn't because, but he had his kufi on and all of that stuff. Like, he was sauced up.
Yeah.
And they pulled him to the side, flagged him, did the extensive search or whatever. And they've been watching him ever since then. I assume he had a private jet and they got caught with some marijuana.
Oh, man.
They got caught with the weed here in Atlanta, like $1 million worth.
That's never good.
He wasn't there, but they were tied to him and the van that they were putting the weed in was in his name. Also, the next day on Instagram, he said, have you ever lost $1 million in a day?
Man, bro.
I have, and I'm still here grinding. Like, so Rallo was asking for this, and I think that he want to do this because it's going to put a little bit more on his name and add to his legend. That's what Rallo here for. All of these charges are stemming from weed, so it ain't no big deal. At max, he probably get 4 or 5 years, and he going to get what he was looking for as far as his name and his legend and legacy.
He wasn't looking for jail time. I guarantee you that. But the way he was moving, though, it was almost as if, like, he's taunting. The dude is sitting in. Vlad might as well be First 48. That's like, he might as well be on TV.
That's a fact.
This shit might as well be the new First 48, bro. How motherfuckers is telling stories about themselves, fresh stories.
Right.
Like, this ain't even 20 years ago. Nigga, these are fresh. Bro, like, you cannot sit up here and tell me all this information. I don't need to know all this. Like, people need to understand, dude, the feds got the internet too, bro. They got access to YouTube as well. And this may sound good, and it may look like you may look cool and legit all in front of everybody else, man. Meanwhile, these motherfuckers taking notes, bro, and I'm keeping it moving on your video. I saw that, laughed, and click on to the next one. These motherfuckers taking notes, dude, and got their calendars filled up.
That is a fact.
So they can pull up to your apartment complex and repo your Lamborghini and your other whips, dude. Like, you can have all the people out there on the street vouching for you all you want to, bro. And I have no doubt that Rallo is a solid dude and got good intentions. But, man, bro, he talking too much, bro.
Yeah, he was waving a flag.
At light, bro. At light is serious.
Yeah.
You get a taste of that light. I say something and this many people react and they fuck with me. Man, it's addictive.
Yeah, it is. And that probably had a lot to do with what caught Rallo up. Homeland Security is what raided his apartment, his whole apartment complex in which he owns 28 units.
How do we know he owns 28 apartment complex
Rallo
units?
Rallo told us.
And how did he get the money to own 28 apartment complex units, bro? You can't say that after the interview when you said you had 12 million in dope money,
and
bro.
You just got three left.
So, man.
Like we say all that to say, like, to me, Rallo was asking for this. And
clearly.
We not talking about Rallo if this not happening. And a lot of people were talking about him, but a lot more people are going to be talking about him in the sense of what he want to be named as. And that's not a rapper. That's a kingpin. Like, he been trying to be a kingpin or be associated as one since I first heard of him. So, he getting his wish.
If I'm Rallo and I got the dog food for real, I only want Future naming me in this shit.
I'll call Future that day.
But edit that out, bro.
Take that off now.
Like, man, all right. Like,
there's no reason.
Niggas was hot at 50 Cent when he did shit like this on his back in the day, Book of Quran. Like, bro, it's the same shit. What's the difference, bro?
Yeah, that's true.
Man,
it's 100% true.
You name dropping, nigga. Man, make up a name.
Yourself.
Name dropping. In this case, he's name dropping himself.
But it's the fame, though. And fame is deadly.
That's crazy, man. Before we get to this music break, Metro Boomin posted on Instagram a couple of weeks ago that he was retiring from rap.
What?
Retired.
From rap?
Yeah, period. Then he also said retiring from record producer / DJ. Now this was a little surprising considering he just got a deal for his own record label last June through Republic Records and Universal Music Group. Gucci Mane caught word of this and said, hold on, you can't retire, I need them beats. Said he paid $1 million in cash now to get Metro Boomin out of retirement.
He said he did or he would?
He said he did. Do you believe any of this?
I'm not gonna be the person to discredit Gucci Mane. You wanna be?
Yes.
I'm saying Gucci Mane gave that man $1 million in cash. As if I were there.
Maybe he owed him that million from Beats.
I don't know. Well, I ain't saying it was for retirement. Okay. Probably did own Metro Beats. Nah, but if he just signed a deal, like you said, Metro Boomin probably going through it with the label. Or they probably won't put his shit out. He mad, he frustrated, and what you need. When you're mad, you're frustrated, a little bit of money.
Yeah.
You got a friend like Gucci Mane to give you $1 million to do so, then I'm going to take it. And I'm going to tell him I'm not retired, and I'm going to make Beats for just him. I still ain't going to do shit for Universal.
Gucci,
I think that's how this is going to go.
Gucci gave him $1 million, and you couldn't get me a Crenshaw hoodie?
Tough.
Why would I tell you, boy? You see what I'm saying? It's horse shit.
Fact, they ain't have your size. What size you were with the vegan shit. You a medium, you extra large, what?
That's bullshit. I would got the muscle shirt, nigga, extra large, show the guns off.
Muscle shirt.
Absolutely. But yeah, now I look like Metro Boomin back working. Like you said, label frustrations. He woke up, had a bad day. His breakfast wasn't good. Something like that. So he took the snap, took the Twitter. Mm-hmm. Threw out a couple of open-ended tweets, seeing who would care. People cared. Gucci cared. So now he feels better.
Got him $1 million out of it.
We need Metro in the game, though.
Do we?
Yeah, it beats crazy.
Who would have been on Metro Boomin label? Do we know?
I don't know. Would you sign to Metro Boomin?
Yes.
Beats would be stupid. Oh, that's
the
podcast division. Let's get to this music break real quick. Shout out Trapper Man Dale.
Yeah, representing the Ville.
Nashville's own, man. He just dropped a new record, 91. And his new song right here is called To Whom It May Concern. Let's check it out.
Your composure. Hoes talk, but they don't talk. I was always told, keep a lawyer. Code offenders, they'll buckle down when them high numbers get the rolling. G5, I'm focused. D-line, I'm chosen. Brenda had another baby. Come to think about it, Brenda going crazy. Bitch can barely pay the bills now, and she got too many open cases. I lost so many homies lately. I've been trying to really balance out the latest. I just skipped another case. Chronic flavor now later. I never been a type of nigga. Break my neck to jump in other niggas' pictures. The Federales watching niggas press these niggas really, really artificial. I'm trying to figure how to hear everybody. Why the fuck this nigga got a pistol? Sniff a dime ass nigga. No for lying ass nigga. They take your time, little nigga. They'll say they so for time, little nigga. I put a nine in the blender and I never sell a dime to a nigga. I never rhyme for you niggas. Told my mama make a line for you niggas. Cause when I get that check, I'm bringing chops out, spitting fire at you niggas. Postman, Mr. Postman, where the mail at? Ay, I've been calling all night and they ain't still brought the bell yet. 4 a.m. in the morning, nigga, can you smell that?
That was Trapper Man Dale coming out of Nashville, Tennessee, the West Side to be specific. That was a song To Whom It May Concern, man. How you feel about that?
That was bang. Dale surprised me. This is a great album, and I didn't hear a lot of buzz behind Trapper Man Dale, maybe because I'm not in the city, but this is a dope album, one of the better albums that I've heard come out of Nashville in a while. So shout out to Trapper Man Dale and the 91 album. What you think?
The song is tough. I haven't heard the project yet, though.
I listened to it today. It was dope.
Yeah, that song's super solid though. I'm gonna check it out, man. Absolutely. 91 is the name of the project. All right, man, we back. J. Cole, K.O.D.
K-O-D.
Kids on Drugs, King Overdosed, and I forgot Kill Our Demons. Mm-hmm. Are the three acronyms for K.O.D. I would normally we would go, you know, what was our expectations, mm-hmm. but given we had about a 48-hour notice to when this was coming out,
right,
it really wasn't too much to think about. Did you have any expectations at all? Were you just hoping it was better than the last one?
Yeah, I was just hoping it wasn't a For Your Eyes Only Part 2 album.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been mad, and it is a theme album if you listen to it, so I wasn't scared of that, but I was just hoping for more entertainment.
That's fair. You and listen, I was hoping J. Cole still hasn't made the album that I personally selfishly want him to make. Uh-huh. And I was hoping that this would be it. But again, I didn't have my hopes up very high given the short notice of this and kind of the space that he's been in lately with his last two or three projects. Initial thoughts, though. I'm going to kick my initial thoughts off. First listen, man, I ain't like it. I ain't like it.
Like it like what, though?
Like, I was on the verge of tweeting that it was some slaw. Mm-hmm. And I don't do the 6 a.m. tweets, the 6 a.m. reviews, nigga, that morning. I can't do that. I got to let shit digest, but I was tempted.
Right.
Because, bro, all of the Cole-isms that
you
I didn't.
You hate that J. Cole do his own beats, though.
Yeah, that bothers me.
You hate that.
That bothers me, and I'm going to get to that in the low lights. Don't even worry about it.
Okay.
But the initial thoughts, I thought, here we go again. Cole doing his own beats on his 1985 Casio beat machine. He had some bars. He threw me off a little bit with the flow and the repetitive hooks. I was a little thrown off by the Migos flow and the hooks. I didn't really catch it all, you know, in encompassing of the theme. I didn't put it all together first listen.
Right.
So my very first listen, I was disappointed. Hmm. How was you?
Well, my very first listen, I was bored, which I was feared that I didn't want to happen, but I will say that I was on a plane and I was headed to Los Angeles. So
yeah.
I really wasn't in a K.O.D. J. Cole type of mood either.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was slaw, as you said.
I thought it was slaw.
Photographs jumped out to me early when I heard this. I like that. And then I'm a J. Cole fan, so I get it. I'm not as big of an opponent of him doing his own beats as you are.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. So, I mean, it just I didn't hear it in the right setting.
That can happen.
Right, which is why the first time through for me, I was like, you know what, I'm going to put this on tuck for the whole weekend, and I'm going to bump this on Monday, Tuesday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
Now, when you actually listened to it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, did your opinion change at all?
Fire.
Mm.
Absolute flames. I will say this. I thought that J. Cole would be less selfish on this album because of the success from his last two albums.
He caught heat from that last one, though, because of the beats. Remember the
right,
the,
right. And I thought because of him catching heat that he would be less selfish and try to broaden up with the beats, broaden up with the flows, maybe even the song style, then try to do something a little bit more commercial. Not a lot. I didn't expect him to change his whole thing.
Right.
But I at least expected him to make some adjustments to the critiques that were being made of him being the sleepy rapper.
Yeah.
To my surprise, he doubled down. He's like, oh, y'all don't like this? You don't like me not having the features? You don't? Okay, cool. I'm going to make more of my own beats, and I'm going to make up a fake person to put on here. That's me. And I get to that in my low life, because that's what the one thing that I didn't like. But I feel like him doubling down and still able to deliver such a strong product shows how good that J. Cole is as a lyricist, as a rapper, as an MC, whatever you want to call it. He top two, and he might not be two.
Whoa.
I'm telling you, and I bars? Ain't saying that bars. Okay. And I ain't saying that just based off, I think that J. Cole could go make an energy or those type of tracks if it was in him to want to do that.
Yeah, he has no desire.
But there's no desire in him to do that. So when you compare him to someone like a Drake or people that are able and are willing to make those type of albums, you kind of slight Cole. Because you don't hear that type of music from Cole. But Cole don't want to do that. He's selfish. He's a selfish MC.
He's tried to do that, and he didn't like it.
Yeah, exactly.
He did the Mr. Nice Watch.
Yeah, he passed that phase.
He ain't like that, which I can respect.
People are still mad at him for not, like, still trying to do that. People are upset, in my opinion, and they critique Cole because they know how good he is. And they appreciate the bars, but they still want to see the club song. They still want to see him doing the Drake. Similar to what Nas went through being compared to Jay-Z his whole career.
But see, here's the thing, though. Okay. Because those same people that also want Cole to do something else, and he continues to ignore that and deliver great product like this, are the same people that want Drake to stop singing. And he still is sticking to the script and what he wants to do and what he has his heart set on, which is half singing, half rapping. And he puts out good product, generally speaking.
That's a good point.
Now, for Cole, after I let this marinate second, third, and fourth listen, man, I like this shit more and more every time I hear it. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know if I've had this big of a turnaround on a project before. From my first listen to about my third or fourth, I did a complete 180. Like, with the again, I'm gonna talk about some of the lowlights, but what I like about it is the concept. I think the concept is brilliant. Like,
elaborate on that.
From what I took from the album, it's the perfect snapshot of what's cool, quote unquote cool in hip hop today. From a lot of some of the younger artists, you could consider Cole an elder statesman at this point.
Yeah.
Okay. You can consider Cole a little bit of an elder statesman looking over the game right now. He's a vet. So he's looking at some of the younger artists, some SoundCloud artists doing their thing, winning, doing the shows and popping. And he's giving a snapshot of what, but not preaching or teaching, but just keeping it a book, though.
Similar to what other album that you heard?
Oh, no. Talk to me.
His mentor.
Hov?
I think. And we
got 444?
Yeah, there was a shot in our group chat that this was the Jefferson Street version. A 444 Jefferson Street. For those people that don't know, that I'm from Nashville, is like they used to have flea markets on Jefferson Street.
So, exactly, selling fake shit, fake FUBU.
So what somebody was trying to say is that this was a fake version of 444. What I would say is that is a good observation. It's not a fake version. It's the version coming from a 33-year-old.
That's a fact.
Jay-Z's version was from a 40-year-old.
Yeah, a 50-year-old.
Yeah, a 50-year-old. J. Cole giving you the version. Okay, I want to tell you what I think about the game, what's going on, these young rappers, myself.
Yeah.
From KOD or whatever he called in his perspective, and I think that was brilliant.
Because
it is similar to 444, and it's similar to me, when you were explaining that, it sounded like the breakdown that we did of 444 as well.
That's a good point. And he's not that far removed from feeling like that, though. Mm. Like, Cole was Versace shirted up 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, he not that far removed from under. So he understands why they're doing that. He understands where the temptation is, what come to that. And he understands that thinking that this is how I got to make bread.
Right.
I got to rap like the Migos. I got to have the repetitive hooks. And he had all of that in his project, but he was saying something that he was schooling them at the same time, which I also thought was brilliant, all while maintaining his production. He didn't go all Mike Will on here. He didn't go all Metro Boomin, because that'd have been too much of a reach, and we would have missed the point.
Right.
It looked like he was biting. He kept the same production, but he took those styles that are current, quote unquote, trendy, and made it his own.
Put his sauce on it.
Put his sauce on it. I thought the diss song, air quote, diss song, 1985, I thought that was brilliant.
Oh my God, that was cold.
That reminded me of Ross.
Idols become rivals. I was about to say the same thing. I ain't dissing you or nothing. I'm just giving you a little game, bro.
Ross was disappointed.
Yeah, exactly.
In Birdman.
As a CEO, I'm disappointed in you.
Exactly.
And I'm a CEO. I want to give you a little game.
Yep.
J. Cole, as a young nigga that was in your position once,
yep.
I'm going to give you a little game. Because I was going to jump off the porch, too, with my elder statesman. And I want to go back to something that you were saying, like when you were saying he ain't far removed from the Versace and all of that stuff. Did you hear the story that he told about one of the reasons that kind of made him go into this route?
Yeah, when he wore the same shirt.
At the award show, when he wore the same shirt.
Because that wasn't his idea. He didn't want
to
do it.
So for y'all that don't know, he was going to an award show, and he didn't want to wear some, like, Versace fly shirt, and stylist was trying to get him to wear. And he was like, that ain't me. I don't want to do that. Nah.
Yeah.
He told her no. But at the last minute, he changed it up because he felt like it would make him fit in more. And he got there, and three niggas had the shirt on.
Yep. He said, that's it.
He said, that was it. I'm done trying to be like everybody else in this industry because it ain't going to get me anywhere. I'm going to be me. And I think that he's lived that from that moment on. Like,
absolutely. He's been wearing the same shirt, shorts, and shoes
for
since.
4 years, you did say that. But look, even with off of that story and it being said, with the people that say he need to reach out and get other people to do his beats, he need to get more features on his albums. This man just broke the Spotify and Apple Music streaming record for a day. So it's working for him.
Yeah.
And I feel like all the people that are saying that, y'all ain't the people that showing up to the Dollar and the Dream show.
First of all, I'm too old to wait outside for that shit. That's number one.
Right, so you're not a Cole fan. If it was Kanye in there, you waiting outside.
Nah, I'm too old for that.
Okay, I give you that.
Too
washed. If you were more of a fan of the artist, then you would be able to say, okay, I see why he's not switching it up. Because he's doing it for those people that continue to make him go platinum when he dropped these albums with no feature. He's doing it for the people that are tuning in for that, like the fair weather fans that want the Mr. Nice watch or want the in the morning, hit it in the morning,
yeah,
they're gonna be there when he make that type of music again. But for the time in between, he got to make sure that those people, because Cole fans show up and they show out like he's never.
It's organic,
down. Exactly.
Yeah.
So he can do it. I don't need a feature. I don't need a Metro Boomin beat. No. I ain't gotta do that. So why wouldn't I put out a 47-minute project mocking the game now in my order, excuse me, in my like style or whatever it may be.
I'm gonna get to the highlights because I can't wait to get to the lowlights because I really want to talk about this production. But highlights for me, like Photograph, that's correct. Like just talking about how IG works and how the likes go and how now I'm awkward in person now and all of that. He encapsulated social media in 3 minutes and 27 seconds, dude.
Yes.
That shit is fire. The second verse in brackets is amazing. Mm-hmm. Talking about the taxes. And but you know what's cold?
And wrapping it up with the, like, how he started writing a check for his taxes and then wrapping it up with the woman going to file her taxes.
Oh. Now, hold on. Take it a step further. Uh-huh. What happened right before she filed her taxes in the song, though?
What's that?
Her son died.
Right.
What are the two things that are guaranteed in life?
Death and taxes. That's cold.
Hey,
he shook that song.
That was a fucking perfect verse, bro. That second verse in brackets is flawless.
And see, when you're listening to Cole, what you did and what you said and how we just broke that down is what you have to do. So if you're looking for the candy, sometimes it ain't there.
Nah,
sometimes with Cole, it's just the medicine.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's true. Also, the 1985, obviously, and
did you hear
Kevin's Lil Pump heart? Reply? That's hard, huh?
Did you hear Lil Pump's reply to that?
What did he say? He took it on Insta. He said something on Instagram, didn't he?
He was like, oh, you're a big bad 33-year-old want to diss an 18-year-old kid. Yeah. Bitch, you said my name. Actually, that's why I couldn't play with these little boys, man. Like, you know, you want it both ways? Him, Tekashi 6ix9ine, they want it both ways. Oh, I'm this big gangster. These people on stage,
I'm not performing. What am I? That's dangerous.
Get the fuck out of here, man. You can't have it both ways, dog.
Yeah, 1985 was pretty much aimed at Pump, Smoke Perp, and it was one more person that they said that was pretty much targeted.
That's the one he was talking about when he said, I like your funky little rap name, Smoke Perp.
I think so, yeah.
He was down here. He had a crowd
chanting
fuck J. Cole.
Yeah,
it was in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's stupid, though. Because them same people that were saying that word for word would line up for days.
They screamed at J. Cole and helped him break that record.
Nigga, nah, they're lining up for that Dollar and a Dream tour, nigga, when it comes. Same exact ones, dude. But that's my highlights. Like I said last, Kevin's heart, that shit was crazy, too. cold theme to that too. Real talk that he's spitting on there too.
Yeah, that is.
What's your highlights?
The highlights to me, of course, Brackets. I love Photograph as well. I ain't gonna just use all your songs.
Yeah, clearly about to steal everything that I just said, because I named all the fire.
Yeah, you try to steal all the shit. That's why you said let me go first.
Absolutely.
So now let me pull my shit up and go back to what I like. Once an Addict, the song about his mom and what she was going through as far as when her husband cheated on and all that and had the other baby. That was fire.
Yeah, that was cold.
Him able to wear his emotions on his sleeves like and talk about that. And I like Friends. Mm. Well, excuse me, not Friends, but Windowpane. Where he talking about all the, like, how he and his homeboys ain't necessarily on the same page no more when he try to put them on game and they not listening, then they complaining about him not doing nothing for him.
That's cold.
That was a great song. So Windowpane, probably my favorite song on here. And I like Once an Addict too.
Hey, how slick is that 1985 is also called Intro to the Fall Off?
It's hard. It's hard. And I just put that together when I was like the distance. I was like, oh, that's hard. Because I was thinking that the intro, man, oh, maybe got another little.
Yeah, people thought there was a little theory that he had another project coming out and this was the intro. No, he's saying that this is the beginning of the end.
For Lil Pump and XXX. Right. Well, not XXX, but Smoke Purple, whatever his name is.
All of them. My lowlights. I have some lowlights. That's okay. The intro, well, not technically the intro, but the first song, K.O.D., is some slaw. The cutoff is some slaw. Mm-hmm. It might be even worse than K.O.D. But if I had to go straight through, the common theme with this is the production. And I was talking, shout out to J-Ho from FSP. We were discussing this, and he gave a very good analogy. He said Cole's production is like a hamburger with just meat and bread. That's it. No cheese, no condiments, no lettuce, no flavor, nothing. It's just meat and bread. Will it fill you up? Probably. Will you live? If you're starving to death and you eat that, will you live? Yes, you probably will.
See, that's that Kobe steak meat, though. You really don't need nothing but seasoning.
No. I need all of that.
All you need is seasoning.
Look, man, the condiments come free.
You don't need mustard, ketchup, lettuce, nothing.
That's like you at the restaurant. You're like, you sure you don't want? You ever went somewhere and got a plain burger? And they were like, you sure? Plain as in what, though? What do you mean? You know the condiments are free. You know that, right? You know the lettuce comes with it. You don't want the lettuce? No tomato? Nothing?
Cole fan eat plain burgers. They don't want cheese.
Bruh, the production. This is all I want from Cole, selfishly. And when I first heard this, I was about to reach out to Justice League on Twitter or fucking Just Blaze and just ask them how much for a full Cole 12-song project, and they started GoFundMe. Mm-hmm. I was so close to doing all of that Friday morning, about 7 o'clock in the goddamn morning, dude.
Why can't we just get Kanye to executive produce Cole, too? Shit, he executive producing everything.
That should be
else.
Fucking bananas. But what that would do, what a Just Blaze would do, or what a Justice League would do is add depth to his production. There's no depth to
what
it,
do you
bro.
Because I'm not a technical person. It's, you know more about beats than
bro. It's just boom clap, boom clap. There's no layers. There's no. It's not cinematic.
Give me an example. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Go listen to Maybach Musics on Ross's albums. Yeah. Listen to all those Maybach Musics in a row. Right. Listen to how those break down. Listen to how those build up. Listen to how they close out. Listen to the bridges. Mm-hmm. Rick Ross probably has the best ears in rap, dude. Listen to what's the album, God Forgives I Don't. Right. That production is cinematic.
So even when you're saying production, you're not necessarily speaking from a 808. Yeah, you're not speaking sonically. You're just meaning like the technicality of where the stuff is even placed.
Yes. Okay. Like, just give me some unpredictability with it, dog. Mm. Like, if you take Cole verses off of these beats and I just played them in the studio, you'd be like, dude, what the fuck is this? You would walk in the studio and be like, bro, them beats is garbage, bro.
That's a fact.
You need, I don't mean you need 808s banging out the trunk. That would drown out his message. I understand that. It's 2018. Beats are at a premium. It is inexcusable for just get Ninth Wonder, bro. Have a project with some Ninth Wonder, some Premier, some Just Blaze, some Justice League. That should be a fucking classic.
I ain't gonna lie. I think, and what I heard him say on here, I don't think that he trusts those people. I don't think that, man, like
he need
said,
to let that go.
When he said on there, why you don't have no features on your shit? Because ain't nobody cold enough. To, whatever he said, whatever the bar was,
he flogging.
But I feel like that he think the same way. Like he feel like it. Some geniuses are like this. Like, if I give it to you, you're gonna fuck it up. So I want to do it all.
He's tripping, bro.
Yeah, I ain't saying that he right or wrong, but could you not see where he would think that way though? He's that good at rap. He's that good at doing what he does, in one sense of it, that he feels like, in my opinion, that he could do the whole thing.
Every rapper producer has had to give up the reins at some point.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just telling you his thought process behind it.
I understand.
J. Cole is very good at his job.
Delusional, huh?
He's very good at his job. Okay. When someone's very good at their job, it's just like when okay, let's take it to sports. When you tell Doc Rivers, hey, you're a good basketball coach, but you can't be the basketball coach and the GM, bro.
No, they think they know it all. They think that, yeah, I understand.
So, like, I feel like that's what it is. My low life, because I ain't, like I said, the production to me, I'm not that technically into it. Like, if it sounds decent enough for Cole to rap on to me, I'm fine. I don't like the whole alter ego, whoever this
Kill Edward
person is. That's lame to me. That's whack. If you're going to double down and not have features, just don't have features. Don't rename yourself Kill Edward and have a voiceover on.
What does that mean?
I didn't like that.
And why does it have two L's?
I have no idea.
Somebody let us know, man.
I have no idea what any of that means. And that, to me, that's the only confusing part. I didn't get that. And if it were an explanation behind it, then I would be fine with that. That's the low life for me. I didn't have any other ones other than it just didn't jump out originally like I
that's
thought
true.
It would. But you got to sit down with Cole album. This is how it goes. So I'm pleased with it.
What does it rank?
Out of his albums?
Yeah. Is it better than...
It's better than For Your Eyes Only.
But is it better than 2014?
No.
When last time you listened to 2014?
That's one of my favorite albums. So I'm going to be biased when I say it. You can go look at my Apple Music, and I listened to that last week. I listened to that on my way to LA. All right,
that's
my shit.
But it's right behind that?
Yeah, I would put that one second.
I like his first album, though.
Because I like where he is now more so compared to where he was
first
on those
two
albums.
Yeah.
Not to say that those are bad albums. I just prefer this J. Cole over that one.
We got to do a ranking J. Cole episode now. One of these days, he done got enough.
Tell me this. Cardi B, Nipsey Hussle, J. Cole.
In the order?
Yeah. How you like the albums?
Those are three for three, though.
Yeah. And
the big dogs
start.
Have not let us down yet.
No.
Like, those are three for three. I can't even flex for three different reasons.
And that's what I was just about to say once you did what you had to do as far as naming them. All of them are good in their own way.
Yeah.
All of them, like, Nipsey got a great album, but you can't compare it to Cole album.
No.
Cole got a great album, but you can't compare it to Cardi album.
Nope.
All three of these albums are bangers.
Yeah.
And I love that.
And that's what made last year so dope. It was something for everyone.
Yep.
So hopefully we'll get a repeat of that this year with these upcoming projects. Like you said, it's a lot of people getting ready. Like this year just got. We did a preview for the second quarter right before Kanye made these announcements.
Yeah, we get to talk about none of
that. Hot about that.
So we'll double back on that.
But this year is looking up crazy. Let us know what y'all think, man. At On Deck TV Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Go to Facebook. Join the group called the Rap Chat. Continue the conversation, man. We post questions in there. Continue the discussion.
Yeah, let us know your favorite tracks off the Cole in the Rap Chat once we post. So this is how we're gonna do it. Once we post the episode up, let y'all know that it's there. Y'all start the conversation about whatever y'all thought jumped out to y'all in the show.
Highlights, lowlights, all that bullshit.
Well, the album, whatever else we commented on the show, y'all put it under that show page post that we put in the Rap Chat. That way we can have a conversation with you about the whole show.
Song break.
What we got?
YBN Neymar.
Young Neymar.
He's been making a name for himself.
He shakes it.
He got a new joint called Bounce Out with that. It's been bubbling a little bit on YouTube, but taking off recently on satellite radio. Let's hear it.
Lately been on that fucking nigga shit. Take a nigga bitch and then I pass her to the click. I say, see me, I don't got no time for no bitch. I just get it for the bros. I'm just worried about them chips. I'm a shot call. Little nigga, I'ma stay wild. Hot nigga, I belong in a dog pound. Shot call. And then I put it in a bitch throw. Never give a bitch your phone, that's a no-no. Off tops, new chain in my wrist roll. Loaded up, still bouncing with that fofo. Fuck a bitch and then I put it in a bitch throw. Never give a bitch your phone, that's a no-no. Off tops, new chain in my wrist roll. Loaded up, still bouncing with that fofo. Stop it, niggas knowing that I drop shit. Get pop quick, cause them niggas that you rock with. Like Jay said, bitch, I gotta keep a chopstick. Big stick, I bounce out with that mop.
Alright man, that was YBN Neymar. Bounce out with that. Talking a lot of cash money shit as he normally does. How you feel about that?
I like the young guy's swag, man, and the confidence that he has. So I'm good with that.
Yeah, he had a little banger, man, called Rubbing Off the Paint.
He heavy in Cali.
Yeah. Freshman class? Maybe?
A little late push.
Late push.
A late push.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he made it though. Shout out to him. I think he's from Alabama. If I want to, I want to say Birmingham.
Yeah, you were right, Birmingham.
So shout out YBN Neymar. I don't know what YBN means. Don't ask me. Moving on. Question of the week. Before we get out of here, Russ, rapper Russ. I don't know if he's a rapper, but Russ blames the state of hip hop on producers. All right, in an interview. He said, and I quote, "People blame the rappers for the state of hip hop, but rappers are not making the music. You got to blame the producers. If a producer sends me a pack of 20 beats and they're all whack and sound the same, I'm just fucked. I just have to pick the best of the worst. It's not the rapper's fault." Does Young Russ have a point?
Hell no, man. Come like, you rap, bro.
Does so, he?
Allegedly.
Okay.
So either pull a J. Cole and make your own beats, or just find better producers. Like there, like there's so many people that make beats out there.
Fire beats too.
So many people, and the fact that you don't, you may not want to rap on their beats, or you may not be talking about anything where you can rap on their beats. That ain't their fault, man. Like you can't blame the producers. Rap is about the lyrics. Yes, the music. I mean, yes, the beat helps. It helps a lot. But if the lyrics ain't there, like. Like, it can even be that mumble rap, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang shit, but it's still about the lyrics. It's still about the repetitive-ass shit that people are reciting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, that nigga can't get mail.
Oh, they're making bad beats, so it's, of course I'm going to make bad songs.
Yeah, nah, he blame
dork.
Yeah, he's... Okay, look, he's pushing the blame on somebody else, and it's not going to work. We've got, in the last maybe 5 years, but we've had some of the best production in life. Like, there are beats. I can go on website. I can go on YouTube right now and find a no-name nigga that's cooking.
Yeah.
I'm talking about cooking up heat right now. So telling me that I got to pick the best out of a worst pack, you need to find another producer, dude, and get your Google search on.
A whole new team.
He also added, quote, "You used to be able to tell whose beat was whose. Everyone had a real unique sound and style. All this shit be sounding the same now, and that's a fact. If the shoe fits, that's on you."
You can tell he like 14, because everybody always bit the most popular beat sound anyway.
Yeah, that's
like when
it's been going on since
Charter Red came out with G's. Everybody wanted to sound like that. When Lex Luger came out, everybody was trying to sound
Mustard,
like that.
Mustard.
Like, come on.
This is nothing new. Producers Metro Boomin, London on the Track. Carlo got wings. They all took offense and threw shots at him on Twitter that were actually pretty funny. They said he still makes pizza rolls in the microwave. They said what he said might actually be offensive if he didn't make rap for people who are scared of rap.
That's perfect.
That was pretty funny.
That was perfect.
So, yeah, I don't know, man. Russ seems to be getting a lot of noise, making a lot of waves with the things that he says now as opposed to the music. I haven't checked out a full project. I've heard a singing, like an R&B type song that actually sounded pretty good. That's why I'm confused at why they're calling him a rapper.
I often say he ain't an R&B guy.
I don't know what he is, man. It's a new genre that, of hip-hop that we need to go ahead and categorize and just stop calling people flat-out rappers. But we got some new music. Obviously, the J. Cole K.O.D. is out. Don't forget, let us know what you think about that. Smoke Dizza came out last week. Not for sale. I'm gonna be honest, I'm not a big Smoke Dizza guy. I need somebody to tell me to listen to that. Matter of fact, I need three people to tell me to listen to that, and then I may check it out.
That's fine.
This week, Post Malone, speaking of not really rappers, but being called rappers, Beer Bongs and Bentleys is supposed to drop this weekend. I'll check it out just because I listen to everything. But
who you got for on deck of the week? You got anybody? I got somebody.
Yeah, go for it. I wasn't done with the music, but go ahead.
Okay, I thought you was going to go start talking about that.
Fuck.
Bow Wow, and no one wants to hear that.
Nah, NBA Youngboy got a new one, Until Death Calls My Name, that comes out this Friday, too. All right, go ahead.
Let them know about that Bow Wow.
I don't know anything about that Bow Wow. No.
You ain't fucking with your boy?
You know, you got a TV show, Bow Wow Challenge, being produced. I don't know.
On deck or the week? I can't. Shout out Dominique Williams, man. On Saturday, he knew what the deal was. He knew what we was going to be doing. And that is that J. Cole KOD album review. He called it. And for that, sir, you are on Decker of the Week for calling out the episode. Hope you enjoyed that KOD review. Leave comments there.
Yeah, let us know what you think.
Let us know what you think. We congratulate you for being on Decker of the Week. That's Dominique Williams from the Facebook Rap Chat.
Appreciate that, broski. All right, man, what you got on deck for the weekend? That's the question.
I'm getting ready for this live show, man. I'm getting ready. I got to start getting ready like 2 weeks early.
To make get sure your fit together, out. Man. Don't be out there on no bullshit.
I ain't getting no fit, though. Taking it back to the old day, white t-shirt under your bows. Let's go.
Ain't no way, like J. Cole out there.
Some Reeboks.
I'm glad, man. You know what, though? I'm glad you mentioned the live show.
Jabos, you glad I'm missing Jabos?
No, even though I was heavy on the Jabos back in the day.
Get out of here.
Real talk, though. Shout out to everybody that has purchased a ticket already.
Yes.
Shout out to those who got to work that day and can't make it.
Yes.
Shout out to the out of towners that may not be able to make the trip.
We coming to a city near you soon.
Absolutely, man. But I want people to understand. Obviously, I know y'all know what it is. You've heard the mashup before. That's when three of the shows on the media company get together. We get to talk sports, hip-hop, and fashion. All three things that we're all interested in but don't always get to talk about on our respective shows. So now we get to talk about that shit and have some fun with it. But it's a little different than that. We all know each other. I need everybody to understand we all know each other. We've all known each other for a very long time. And that this shit right here is a lot of years in the making. So it's very important that y'all come and see firsthand what it is that we're trying to build and that y'all get it and that when next year when this is in an arena, y'all can see the progress because it's going to mean a lot and we just want people to see it so then they can take it to wherever they got going on and build. Take whatever you gem or jewel or whatever you get from our situation, enjoy it, have a good time, we're going to drink. But, man, just use that as a building block for whatever you got going on if you might be caught in a situation where you stuck in a rut and you feel motivated. We hear that a lot. And I get motivated from the shit that I see from people that I know. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, man, somebody's watching and they get motivated by what it is that we're doing. That's all that this shit right here is about. Okay. Real talk. So fuck with this May 5th. Get your ticket. The link is in the bio or the show page, or you can just go on Eventbrite and search Realville Media.
Yeah, come out and holler at us, man. I second everything that you said, and we definitely appreciate everybody that's looking forward to it and everybody that's going to swing by. We're willing to have all the conversations that you want to have, and we're coming to kick it, man. We're coming to have a good time, have some good conversation on stage as far as the mashup, and then even afterwards, we're looking forward to meeting a lot of you guys that we never met before.
Yep.
And, you know, exchanging some contacts and doing some fun shit.
Absolutely, man. Other than that, I am hitting the road. Well, not the road, but I'll be in the air this week.
Where you going?
I'll be in D.C.,
Oh, okay.
District of Columbia. I've never been.
You going to the Black Museum?
African American Museum. Yeah, I'm going to fuck with that.
Oh, okay.
I tried to hit the White House. We got denied, though.
You got denied. It's said weird. It's said terroristic vegan shit. That's what it is.
Nah, they got us.
Denied.
They got us out of there.
What? Would you got to get approved to go to the White House?
Yeah, tour. Months in advance.
I ain't going to lie. I would want to see that tour, though.
Yeah, like, why not, though? Just fuck it. While I'm there, we applied in February, dude. We got denied, like, 2 weeks ago.
Why did they say?
They said it was too many applicants. We applied in February.
Pay taxes for this. They got me fucked up.
So we may take a tour of some other little spot. We may hit Baltimore. I don't know. Who knows?
Right. Have fun in D.C.
Have some fun. But this weekend going to be crazy. The draft is this weekend.
Ooh.
My Packers better not fuck it up.
Trash.
And Avengers comes out this weekend.
Oh, yeah, some big nerd shit going on this week. Hey,
this weekend is popping.
Big Avenger nerd shit. No wonder there's a rumbling in there with all you nerds.
We back in Wakanda, baby.
Don't try to gas us.
Wakanda forever.
Don't try to gas us over on the black side like Black Panther going to be up. He's swinging. He dropping by real quick, dropping off the bottle, and he out of there. He back to Wakanda. He ain't fucking with y'all nerds.
I can't fucking wait. Again, man, we appreciate y'all listening. On Deck TV Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Do us a favor. Go to iTunes, rate, subscribe, and comment.
And like.
All of that. Give us 5 stars and comment, man. Tell us your favorite episode.
And subscribe to the YouTube page, too.
Ooh, good shot. YouTube.com/Realville, man. Video content coming very, 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 very soon.
Yep.
Anything else before we get ghost?
We out of here.
Peace.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.